Here we go. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Thursday, May the 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and Pastor Wes Reimnitz is on assignment today, so I'm all by myself. So what are we going to be talking about today? Well, what we're going to be talking about is something along the lines that I talked about last Friday. I was speaking about the students who are kind of in protest on many campuses. And you would wonder, what has that got to do with Christianity? Well, we pointed out that from a Christian point of view, yes, you certainly are allowed to protest, but you're not allowed to break the laws. And when the police come in and tell you to do something, you should be doing it. Last night on YouTube, we were taking a look at a number of campuses where the students refused to obey the police, and the police had to come in and arrest a number of students. We don't know what's going to happen to them. They should be suspended from going to the university, but we'll have to wait and see what the university is going to do. There is one point that needs to be remembered. They want, in their protest, to make the point that the universities should not be supporting Israel in sending funds to them or backing them up with groups that are supporting Israel. Well, the problem with that is legally the university cannot shut off the funds that are being sent. And so they're in a situation where they can't possibly meet the students' demands. And we'll have to wait to see. I'm kind of confident that the students will be stopping their illegal activity. But I made the point that this is due to parents who are raising students and children without proper guidance. If you just listen to YouTube and what these students are saying, the announcer had to say at least 10 times she was apologizing for the swearing that was occurring on a part of the students. And when you listen to them at the microphones, they sound like little children. This is really something the church needs to deal with, to remind them that they need to be listening to not only their parents, but to God. So I want to talk about something else today that we also see on YouTube many a time. They are movies, but they're of true events. And the true events that they often talk about are people who are living together apart from marriage. And what often happens is that normally the male begins to misuse the female, beat them up, and at times even put them to death. Parents need to realize this, that if their daughter is in such a relationship with a man, that is very dangerous for a very simple reason. God does not bless either adultery or fornication. Adultery is when two people, one of whom is married, begin an alliance together, sleeping with one another. That is not permitted by God. God will not only not bless that, but he will curse it. What does that mean? It means there will be trouble in that marriage. Now, the worst trouble that can occur is that the woman will believe that the man really loves her, which, of course, is not possible from God's point of view. Because in fornication or adultery, it cannot be love. It is really the work of Satan. And it is clearly that a lot of women can be maintained and controlled by men. They can fool the woman and give her the impression they love her. They may even say that, but it's not true love. Remember, there are different words in the Greek for the word love. The best word is the word agape, which is used in that particular Bible verse where God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There the word agape is used. And it's referring to an unselfish love where you are willing to become a servant to another person in a marriage relationship where you will not commit adultery. So if fornication is going on in the church needs to take a stand on that. And the way that that happens is to discipline. Not long ago, I gave a talk at the Missouri District for pastors. And I began by saying, put your hand up if you know of a congregation that teaches the Ten Commandments. And all the pastors who were there put their hand up. Then I said, put your hand up if they confess the Apostles' Creed. And they all put their hand up. Then I said, put your hand up if there are baptisms in that church. And they all put their hand up. And then I asked them, how about the Lord's Supper? Do you know of a congregation that does the Lord's Supper? And they all put their hand up. Then I said, all right, let me ask you the last question. What congregation are you aware of that has excommunicated someone recently? And no pastor put his hand up. Now, that is really a sad situation. Because a lot of people think that excommunication is so bad that a church should not do it. But excommunication is the route to go when someone is living in unconfessed, non-repentant sin. If a church allows that to go on, they are really saying that there's no problem in allowing that couple to go to hell because unrepentant sin is not forgiven by God. That is clear from the ministry of John the Baptizer. Remember, his ministry was a baptism of repentance. And why did he do that? Because the Old Testament said that that would occur before the death of the Messiah. It was a ministry to await people to unrepentant sin. And the way that that is done in a sermon is you take a look at the vocation of your members. A vocation is what they have been called to. They may be a father or mother. They may be a child or a grandchild. They may be a grandparent. They may be someone who is in charge of an office. They have specific duties and responsibilities. That is what is meant by a vocation. That's V-O-C-A-T-I-O-N, from the Latin, that God calls a person. And when a person goes against the calls of God, when they disobey the commandments of God, when there is no repentance, then there is a real danger that on the day of judgment, they will not be going to heaven. That is the task of parents, to raise the children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The most important thing a parent can do is to bring a child to be baptized. Because apart from baptism, or apart from hearing the word of God in a worship service or at home by parents, the child will not come to faith. And apart from faith, the child will not be going to heaven. Because faith teaches to believe the promises and the words of Jesus Christ. As God the Father said on the Mount of Transfiguration, listen to him. That was an addition to the words of the Father at the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And why was God the Father well pleased with his beloved Son? Because he obeyed the will of the Father. That obedience does not come from a person's own ability. It must come from the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that occurs in baptism or in hearing the word of God that missionaries share with families throughout the world. And that word of God focuses on the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and his 3-day later resurrection. It also includes the fact of his exaltation into heaven to sit at the right hand of God. And when he sits at the right hand of God and a person believes his promises, they have become a member of the family of God and can look forward to the day of judgment. Because what happens on that day of judgment? When Jesus returns, he has his angels take all of the believers into heaven itself to live there forever in obedience to God. But that is an obedience that is not done by a man's own will. It is done by the will of God, who has come to take away the sin of the world and the eternal death that should be ours because of our sins. Our sins are forgiven. How many times do we have to share what that means? It means that you are no longer held accountable for your sin. It is as though you have been convicted of a crime in a courtroom. But then your father or a friend takes your place in jail. They become your substitute. Now that's not happening in the world, but it happens in the Holy Christian Church, where Jesus becomes your substitute. He becomes a person who takes upon himself willingly the pain of the forgiveness of your sin, paying the price of being forsaken by God, which means on the cross, Jesus was all alone in paying for your sins. You were not paying for them. It was paid for by Jesus all by himself, so that he could say the words, "It is finished." What is finished? What is finished is the sufferings that should have been yours, but that Jesus takes upon himself. So, what is the task of parents? The task of Christian parents is to bring children up in the obedience of the words of Jesus Christ. Now that would mean that, let's say, your son or daughter chooses to live with another person in a sexual sense apart from marriage. That should not be permitted in the family of God. Parents should not permit the woman to be brought into the household by the son, or vice versa, because the parents are then agreeing with God that unrepentant sin is something that should be tolerated and allowed. And if that is allowed without the children realizing the consequences, those consequences can be eternal death in hell itself. How can parents love children if they allow that to happen. It is not love of God, but love of the devil himself to permit that to occur. This is why parents are the first line of defense against the wiles and temptations of Satan, as they bring their children into a proper relationship with God. They do that not by their own strength, but by allowing the children to not only hear the Word of God regularly in church, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, but also in worship services. And in those worship services, and particularly in Sunday school, the children are taught by teachers who are telling them the Word of God, just as Jesus told his disciples. And they came to believe what Jesus was saying. That belief is what we call faith. As Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through him. And that means through the teachings of Jesus Christ. How sad it is to see many movies where there are people who are living together in a marriage relationship, but without being married. They are therefore seeking to go to hell, not to heaven. And a parent should take a strong stand in not allowing the other person to come into their household to sleep with their child. That is an unrepentant sin that can lead the two people to go to a place where God is absent, because they're living a lifestyle and removing God from that lifestyle. Remember the first commandment: thou shalt have no other gods before me. That means we should properly fear that God could send us to hell because of unrepentant sin. Now, if a child is fighting against that sin and refusing to do what the devil wants them to do, that is an act of repentance where that sin can be forgiven. It needs to be taught again and again to their children, so that they will not fall into a wrong relationship with God and be sent not to heaven, but to hell. That is the responsibility of Christian parents. And therefore, they should not wink at such unrepentant behavior. This is the lesson for today, that parents need to be about the teaching of God's Word to their children as the first defense against the devil himself. Join us tomorrow for more on Law and Gospel. Until then, God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.